Sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Check for power. Check for sound. Get it ready.
It's time for live high school baseball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. It's our second game of the day as the Sydney Warriors have advanced to the 2015 MAC Baseball Finals with an exciting 1-0 win over Unitigo in the 1 o'clock game. And Sydney will face off against 4th-seeded Hancock, who at 10 a.m. pulled a very big upset, defeating number one Deposit by a score of 4-2. We're going to take a quick break for the national anthem. We'll come back and get things started in the MAC Championship Baseball game here on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, as we come to you live from historic Damaski Field in downtown Oneonta, New York, as it's the 2015 MAC Baseball Championship between Sydney and Hancock. And of course, these two teams met here just last year, with Hancock defeating Sydney for the 2014 MAC Championship. Hancock graduated a lot of guys. A couple of their ace pitchers are now playing Division III baseball, and a lot of people said, hey, they're a young team. Who knows what they're going to do? They finished the regular season 8-3. They knock off the number one team, Deposit. They improved their record to 9-3, and they're here back in the championship game. I mean, Hancock is a team that went all the way to the Class D state finals last year, so this is a very deep and experienced team, even though they might be young. Sydney, on the other hand, this is their fourth straight trip here to the MAC Championship game. They've lost three in a row. You have to wonder, will the curse continue, I guess you could say, or do they break out of that here today and win the MAC Championship? I know it would mean an awful lot, talking to some of the seniors on this Sydney team, to get a win here today. Who's the pitcher that's going to try to take them there? Parker Boyce, the sophomore, will get the start here today, after Zach Green threw an absolutely splendid first game to get the victory over Unitigo. He finished with 14 strikeouts on the afternoon. The lefty had just everything going. He had the off-speed. He had some real fire, some real movement to his pitches. Had a chance to talk to a couple of the Unitigo guys after the game, and they said, you know, you're not going to be able to do much when you're going up against a pitcher like that, and it was just his day. They said, we couldn't get on base. We couldn't get anything going. We had no rhythm. So congratulations to Zach Green for getting Sydney back here to the championship game at Damaski Field. So it's set to be a good one. Parker Boyce and Sydney, they're out in the field right now warming up before we get our final little preparations here before the first pitch. Of course, Sydney in the all-white uniforms with the maroon trim here, just like they were in Game 1. Says Sydney in maroon cursive lettering across the front of the uniform there. Hancock is in the pinstripe gray pants, and they have the royal blue top uniform, says Wildcats across the front of the chest there. Now, Hancock in the first game threw one of their backup pitchers, Joe Gross, who was absolutely great against deposit, really keeping them at bay. And they'll go with their stud ace, the junior wearing number 3, Ryan Slatcher. So that who is Sydney will have to go up against Slatcher today. So we're about to get underway here. Parker Boyce, as I said, will pitch for Sydney. And now stepping in will be Joe Gross. The sophomore will be playing shortstop here in this second game of the day. Of course, Hancock played deposit at 10 o'clock right here at Damaski. Then Sydney and Unitigo started at 1, and here's the championship game at 4 o'clock. And they'll start it off with a hit right to shortstop here by Joe Gross off the glove of Brandon Bissett and into the outfield. And Hancock getting things started with a single there by Joe Gross. And boy, if you're Hancock, that's the way you certainly want to start it. First pitch from Boyce right down the middle. And Gross is able to pull it up too short, and Bissett just couldn't get it as it took a pretty tough hop there. Now Ryan Tooley will step in, playing second base, the junior here for Hancock in the top of the first inning of the 2015 MAC Baseball Championship game. Strike one here to Ryan Tooley. And it'll be interesting to see. You know, Parker Boyce, just a sophomore, he's going to have to settle in here. He gives up a hit on the first play. We'll see if he can get the nerves under control here. Throws over to first. Diving back there is Joe Gross. Ball back to Parker Boyce, just a sophomore here. Steps back onto the mound. So no balls, one strike, no outs. Top of the first inning of the championship game here in Oneonta. Second pitch is fouled back off by Ryan Tooley over the Hancock dugout. So no balls and two strikes, no outs here. Top of the first inning, we're scoreless between Sydney and Hancock. Again, thanks for joining us on WCDO. Also to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com, wherever you might be listening out there in the wide world of sports, we're glad to have you. Now a comebacker to the mound is hit here by Tooley. Boyce throws over to first, and the first out of the inning is there. The runner advancing, that's Joe Gross, to second base. So one out here in the top of the first inning, and Hancock with a leadoff single by Joe Gross, and he sacrificed over to second there by Ryan Tooley. Now Seth Simmons, also just a sophomore. He's DHing today, number 31 in the three spot, will step in. And Simmons has some good size to him, 6'2", 6'3", well over 200 pounds, certainly one of the power hitters here for this Hancock ball club. So one out, and we're scoreless. The first pitch from Boyce there to Simmons is high. So one out, one ball, and no strikes. And here's the second pitch from Boyce. This one right down the middle for strike one. So a 1-1 count here to Simmons. And Boyce will step back on. Simmons looking for a pitch to hit, especially with a Hancock player standing on second base. Here comes the 1-1 pitch with one out, and swung on, and this one is fouled off down the line. Coming in from right field is Anthony Ruling, a diving attempt at the catch, and he couldn't quite get there. Great individual effort, though, by Ruling, and dove head first over near the warning track there down the 335 right field line. Just couldn't quite get there in time as Simmons fouls that one off. So one ball, two strikes, one out here, top of the first inning. Hancock up the bat here for the first time this afternoon in the championship game after winning 4-2 and upsetting deposit in the first MAC semifinal game. So here we go, a 1-2 pitch coming from Parker Boyce. Simmons steps out of the box now, takes a deep breath, a couple of practice swings here before he steps back in. Umpire wanted to make sure Anthony Ruling had time to gather himself and get back into right field there after trying that diving catch. Now swung on again here by Simmons, and this one is fouled back and up over the dugout on the left field line. Sydney dugout on the left and the Hancock dugout to our right. One ball, two strikes, and one out here. Parker Boyce is trying to sit down Seth Simmons here. And that one is right down the middle, but a little bit too high, so a 2-2 count here to Simmons. Just a sophomore with some good size, as I said, for Hancock. So one out in a 2-2 count. Parker Boyce looking in. The sophomore into the windup, and Simmons with a good poke to shortstop. Bissett throws to first, and a nice second out there, and a great play by Brandon Bissett. In the meantime, Joe Gross has advanced to third. So Hancock with a runner on third with two outs here in the top of the first inning. That was a nice play by Bissett. He's kind of playing shortstop a little deeper right on the edge of the dirt and the grass. Really kind of had to do, I guess you could call it like a Derek Jeter throw over the shoulder to get it to first, and he got it just in time. Now stepping in, the cleanup hitter here, the junior, number 24, Preston Walker. So Boyce dealing, and Walker with a good hit. That'll score the run. It goes in between third and short, and Hancock strikes first in the top of the first inning. A single there by Preston Walker. So Walker, the first pitch that he sees from Boyce, he drives it with a worm burner on the ground through third and short. Really not a play to be made there. And Joe Gross is one for one, and he scores the first run of the afternoon. So Hancock takes a 1-0 lead with two hits so far here in the first inning and two outs. Boyce throws this one past Lane Bass, the catcher, the sophomore wearing number 20, batting fifth today here for the Wildcats. The Bass brothers, Lane and Evan, both sophomores, both experienced players for this Wildcats club. Second pitch there, and a stealing attempt here for the Wildcats, and this will be a safe stealing attempt there for Hancock. Nice play by Preston Walker. He got there just in time before Bissette could apply the tag. But a very nice on-target throw there from the catcher, Tyler McKee. So 1-1 is the count here with two outs, as again, stepping in here for Hancock is Lane Bass. The pitch from Boyce, and Bass drives this one again through the hole between third and short, and now it goes under McMillan's glove, and Hancock is going to score their second run, coming all the way around, and now trying to stretch this into a triple is Bass, and he will get it. So Bass with the triple, the throw from left field from McMillan just not in time, and Hancock with a 2-0 lead to start off this MAC championship game. And this is very similar to how they jumped on deposit in the first game, and the Lumberjacks weren't able to get out of the hole there. So now the pitcher, Ryan Slatcher, will come up, and he has Preston Walker standing over, Lane Bass standing over on third base. Preston Walker was able to score that second run. So three hits in the first inning so far for Hancock, and they capitalize with two runs off of Parker Boyce. So the first pitch into Ryan Slatcher is in for ball one. Boyce into the windup, checks the runner at third, throws it down, and here's the first strike. So two outs here, top of the first inning in the 2015 MAC Baseball Championship, and Hancock has jumped out to a 2-0 lead, the four seed. Ball in the dirt here, so a 1-1 count with two outs. Boyce trying to sit down the Hancock starting pitcher, Ryan Slatcher. As the Wildcats have a runner on third, they've already scored twice here in the top of the first inning. And now a hit to Bissette on second base. Bobbles the initial hop, and Hancock's going to get another run in here with Lane Bass. Bissette made a nice play, but it just kind of popped out of the palm of his glove there before he could throw it to first base. And Ryan Slatcher is on with a single, and Hancock leads 3-0. You have to wonder, Hancock, I wasn't sure how this would go. They had a long layoff between the 10 o'clock game and this 4 o'clock start. Sydney had about an hour rest after defeating Unitego 1-0. You have to wonder if maybe they're not so fresh right now. First pitch here to Zach Warby is fouled off, so 0-1 to Warby with two outs. And Sydney with a 3-0 hole here, just trying to stop the damage at the moment. So an 0-1 pitch coming here to Warby. Boyce checks the runner at first, and now a hit by Warby down to Chris Fisher, throws it across from third, and there's the third out. So Sydney has a rough start to the contest. They trail 3-0, and they'll have to get the bats going in the bottom half of the first inning. Hancock trots out to the field, and we'll have Ryan Slatcher on the mound for the Wildcats. Let's take a quick break. Hancock 3, Sydney nothing. Bottom half of the first coming up on CDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. 2015 MAC Baseball Championship game from Damaski Field in Oneonta, and a 3-0 lead for Hancock in the top of the first inning. Again, I want to say thank you to our special sponsors, which made our softball and baseball coverage this weekend possible. Cohen and Frazier, builders of Unadilla and Franklin. Also, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch. Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at the Light in downtown Sydney. Also by Sydney Federal Credit Union. The Amphenol Corporation. VEP, Video Entertainment Plus of Sydney. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The Eaton and Griffith Law Office in downtown Sydney. And the newly remodeled Unadilla House Restaurant in downtown Unadilla. There's several other fine sponsors which have allowed us to cover this game here today, as well as Sydney winning the MAC Softball Championship yesterday over Afton. And we'll be recognizing those sponsors throughout today's game. So a special shout-out to everybody who made this game possible today. And just a beautiful day for baseball here in upstate New York. And just a great day. It feels like it's maybe mid-July instead of early May. And just a great day to come down to Damaski. If you're out driving around thinking about stopping by, admission is $2 for adults, $1 for students and seniors. The concession stands open and lots of seats to be had here, although the crowd is very good for this championship game. But if you want to come down, seats are available for this 2015 MAC Baseball Championship. So Zach Green will step in to start things off here for Sydney in the batter's box, and Ryan Slatcher will throw here for Hancock. And an off-speed pitch from Slatcher here to start. And that was a ball to the outside. Green, who had an excellent game in the first game against Unitego, both in the batter's box and pitching. Green fouls this one off, and it certainly looks like Slatcher is going to be throwing some junk, for lack of a better term, out there. Just a lot of slow off-speed stuff from him so far, as that one was looked like kind of a slider to the outside that Green was able to get a piece of. So a 1-1 count, bottom of the first inning here for Sydney, who's technically the home team as the 2-seed. Pitch is inside. Green backed out of the box there and inside for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike here to Zach Green. Again, 14 strikeouts, and really kept Unitego on their heels in a 1-0 semifinal win for Sydney. And here's Slatcher with the windup. Green gets a piece of this one, slaps it into left field, and this will drop for a single. Good start here for Zach Green in Sydney, just like he did against Unitego, leads things off with a single. So a nice play there by Zach Green to get on, and Sydney is going to have to jump back into this game quickly. And here's Kyle McMillan batting in the second spot today, wearing number 21, the left fielder, with Zach Green standing on first base. So Ryan Slatcher, the Hancock pitcher, looks into catcher Lane Bass, one of the guys who scored a run in the top half of this first inning for the Hancock Wildcats. Here's the pitch from Slatcher. McMillan drives one up the middle. Ball to second base. They get the out at second, trying to turn the double play, and they got him. Double play there for Hancock as McMillan hit a rope up the middle. Just a nice play there by Hancock as the shortstop was able to come in and make the play. That was Joe Gross, who was the winning pitcher in that first contest. And they got Green at second and then McMillan at first. So quick, two outs, and Brandon Bissett will step in now for Sydney. So a 3-0 lead for Hancock. Bottom half of the first inning here. Two outs as Bissett steps in, as Ryan Slatcher looks to deal again from the pitcher's mound for Hancock. Throws it in, and Bissett fouls off the opening pitch. Again, another little sinker ball there from Slatcher. So the ball back to Slatcher here. No balls, one strike, two outs. Zach Green leads off with a single for Sydney, but then McMillan hits into a double play. Hancock still leads 3-0. And now Bissett hits one over to third base. Nicely fielded, throw across the diamond, and they get Bissett in time. Very nice play there by Evan Bass, sliding over into the hole between third and short. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Hancock. They lead 3-0. Top of the second coming up. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
You're too calm and relaxed. You must have forgotten that Sunday, May 10th is Mother's Day.
I haven't forgotten. I stopped in at Sydney Flowers and Gifts, Main Street, Sydney, and everything is under control. They've got beautiful flower arrangements, Silver Forest earrings, Camille Beckman lotions and skincare, Willow Tree, scarves, Foundations Angels, Bridgewater candles, hanging baskets, or I can order flowers online at sydneyflowers.net.
Wow, this is the first time I've ever seen you actually prepared. So when's your mom coming to visit?
Oh my gosh, I forgot to pick her up. Gotta go.
I knew he would forget something.
You'll find gifts galore for Mother's Day at Sydney Flowers and Gifts, Main Street in downtown Sydney. Call 604-4248. That's 604-4248. Order online at sydneyflowers.net. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley. featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Live high school.
Welcome back. Nate Lull here on WCDO. Hancock with a 3-0 lead as we start the top half of the second inning. Parker Boyce, the sophomore, still dealing here for Sydney. And strike one is called. Actually, ball one is called as the Warriors trying to dig themselves out of a 3-0 hole. They'll need some good defense here as they fall behind 3-0 with some good hitting from Hancock in the first inning. Ball to the outside now. So two balls, no strikes, top half of this second inning here on WCDO. Again, thanks for joining us on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, as Boyce with the 1-1 throws in. The ball is high. In the batter's box right now for Hancock is Evan Bass, the sophomore playing third here today. Made a nice play at the end of the inning there to get Bassett of Sydney. And now he hits one right back to Parker Boyce, and this one hits him right in the leg. Bass is going to get on, and this one was a real comebacker that went right to the mound and hit Boyce right in the knee area, it looked like, and he is still down on the play. We'll hope that he is okay. A line drive right off of Parker Boyce. We'll take a quick break. Hancock leads 3-0, and it's the top half of the second inning here at the Maskey Field of the MAC Championship on CDO.
Fire Toyota.
It's the Toyota Time Tacoma and Tundra sales events.
With zero down 3-year Toyota lease specials.
Fire. Check out the new 2015 Toyota Tacoma Access Cab. Only $21,880.
0% Toyota financing up to 48 months.
Fire. And the new 2015 Toyota Tacoma Double Cab. Only $24,545.
0.9% Toyota financing for up to 60 months.
For the new 2015 Toyota Tundra Double Cab, only $30,756.
1.9% Toyota financing up to 72 months. Empire Toyota in Oneonta.
Route 23 Southside since 1989 and online at EmpireToyota.com.
Prices exclude tax, tags, $100 dealer fee, leasing and financing for qualified buyers until 5/31/15.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you here at Damaski Field in Oneonta. It's the MAC Championship for baseball, number 2 Sydney and number 4 Hancock. And Parker Boyce, who just took a line drive off the knee area, it looks like, is going to stay in the game. Certainly a tough kid here, that coming off the bat there of Lane Bass, who is on first base now with no outs for Hancock. And it appears that Parker is going to stick this one out. Really, just one of those things. You can't react fast enough. You have that ball coming at a very high rate of speed. He tried to get the glove down and just couldn't do it. They're going to give him a few warm-up pitches here to make sure he's okay. But if Parker Boyce can fight through this one, that will certainly energize this Sydney team, I think. As you have to wonder. They play Unitigo, a very tough emotional game. They win 1-0, and you have about an hour break. And I thought really that could go either way here for Sydney to start the game. You're either still energized and still up and going, and Hancock, who played at 10, has had a couple of hours off, so maybe they're cold, but it certainly appears that maybe the rest for Hancock certainly helped them. But we'll see so far. I mean, this is a very early in the contest still, top half of the second inning, and Boyce is going to stay in there. Good for him after taking a line drive off the knee. So here is Boyce, top half of the second inning, and his first pitch is in for a ball as he deals now to Luis Ocana, the sophomore playing right field wearing number 25 for the Wildcats. So one ball, no strikes, no outs here, top of the second. Hancock with a 3-0 lead over Sydney. And Boyce throws over to first, checks the runner there, and Bass gets back in time. So we'll see if Boyce can settle back in here as the wind picking up a little bit at Damaski Field. It's a nice sunshiny day, and the breeze has been blowing in from time to time, and that's nice. Talking to some of the players, they said it is hot down on the field today. Hancock attempting a bunt here with Ocana, And that one is fouled off down the first base line. So a 1-1 count. Hancock with four hits so far in the afternoon. Sidney with one, as Zach Green was able to get on in the bottom of the first inning before Kyle McMillan hit into a double play for Sidney. So Boyce checks the runner over at first, goes into the windup and delivers. Ball is high, so two balls and one strike here to O'Connor of Hancock. So Hancock with a runner on first. They did their damage in the top of the first inning as they lead 3-0. And here's the pitch from Boyce. Again trying to bunt. This one is foul for O'Connor. So two balls and two strikes. O'Connor looks like he just wants to lay this bunt down and perhaps sacrifice himself to get Bass over to second base and get another runner in scoring position here for the Wildcats. MAC Baseball Championship here from Damaski Field in Oneonta, a rematch of last year in which Hancock went on to win the MAC and get all the way to the Class D championship contest before falling. And now a strike three is called as O'Connor again tried to bunt, couldn't make contact, and that'll be the first out of the top half of the second inning. So now Joe Gross will step in here for Hancock as they are back to the top of the order. So Gross will step in. He's one for one as Boyce again will throw over to first to check Evan Bass over there on first base. He gets back in time. So a 3-0 lead for the Wildcats over the Warriors here. Again, a rematch of last year's championship game. Sidney has been here four straight years now, and they're looking for their first win in those four straight trips. And the pitch there from Boyce is inside. So one ball and no strikes here to Joe Gross. Gross now pulls one down the left field line, and this one is foul. And I just have word coming in here today that Sidney softball has actually been upset in the championship of the Sidney Federal Credit Union softball tournament down in Bainbridge, and it was the Lady Bobcats defeating Sidney 5-4. So that was the championship game as BG defeated Sherburne Earlville in the first contest. Sidney defeated South Courtright, and then Sidney falls 5-4 to BG. That's their first loss of the season. But, you know, I'm sure that's just an extra game as they prepare for sectionals, always a fun tournament. But they were the 2015 MAC softball champions, winning that game yesterday against Apton by a score of 3-2. So that's three games in just about 24 hours for Sidney. So Sidney falling for the first time in softball today against Bainbridge Guilford. Congrats to the Lady Bobcats on winning the tournament. Back here to the baseball game, and it's a 2-2 count here to Joe Gross with one out. Top half of the second inning, and the Wildcats leading the Warriors by a score of 3-0. And here is Parker Boyce. Looks in the 2-2 count, and this one is hit well and into right field, but Anthony Ruling is there for a lazy fly ball. He squeezes the mitt on that one and makes the out. So Joe Gross goes down with a fly ball, and he is one for two to right field. So now two outs. And stepping in will be Ryan Tooley, the second baseman here for Hancock, as Sidney trying to keep this a 3-0 game and then hopefully to get the bats going against Ryan Slatcher, who is pitching today for Hancock. So Boyce gets Tooley to hit one over to third. There's Fisher, bobbles the ball and can't pick it up in time to get it back over to first. And now Hancock has runners on first and second. Fisher had a good jump on the ball, just couldn't get it out of his mitt. Bobbled it a little bit and couldn't get the throw to first in time. So now stepping in is Seth Simmons. And he's the DH sitting in the three spot here today. He's got runners on first and second. So this is a big portion of the game here. If Sidney can get out and keep this a 3-0 game, you got to consider that to be some progress here, as you have the heart of the order coming up for Hancock. And they'll pull one down the left field line, and this is going to drive in some runs. That thing was right on the ground, right on the line, and Hancock's going to get one run home and increase this lead to 4-0. So an RBI from Seth Simmons, the DH wearing number 31, as he will go in for a stand-up double. So three runs in the top of the first and now one in the top of the second, and the Wildcats lead Sidney 4-0. They put five hits up on the board, and this is exactly what they did to Deposit as well. They just were able to jump on him early with some good hitting. And now hitting in the four spot is Preston Walker, and he'll drive one into the gap in left field. This is going to bring home two runs here for Hancock, and that's going to be a stand-up double for Preston Walker on the first pitch he sees, and it's Hancock 6 and Sidney nothing, with two outs here in the top of the second inning. So three runs in the first, three runs in the second, and now Brandon Bassett is going to come in and have a quick word here with Parker Boyce. The senior talking to the sophomore here, and you know, I don't think you can blame this at all on Parker Boyce. It's just that Hancock is hitting the ball very well and hitting it into spots that Sidney isn't even able to play. I mean, that was a clear, nice hit into the left field gap. Sidney with a couple of errors, though. That has certainly hurt on some of the infield balls, but most of the balls that have been driven into the outfield, Sidney has had no chance because they've been such well-hit balls. So six hits and six runs so far for Hancock. They lead 6-0. Top half of this second inning, and now stepping up to the plate here is Lane Bass. So Bass looks in, and Parker Boyce, one ball, no strikes, delivers. Bass gets around early on that one, fouls it off, so it's 1-1. Sidney continuing to try to look to settle in here as Boyce walks back to the mound. You have to wonder how he's feeling. Took a line drive off his right knee, it looked like, just a couple of innings ago, and he is stuck in there and continued to pitch well, but Hancock definitely has brought the bats today. Two balls and one strike, two outs, top of the second inning, and the Wildcats leading the Warriors by a score of 6-0. Boyce looks in and deals on the 2-1. This is on the outside, called for a strike against Bass, so it's a 2-2 count with two outs. And the Wildcats leading 6-0, top of the second inning here from historic Damaski Field in downtown Oneonta. And here's the third pitch from Boyce, and that's called for a strike three. So Bass goes down looking, but Hancock does some more damage. Three runs in the second inning, and they lead Sidney by a score of 6-0. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back with the bottom half of the second inning on CDO.
Now is the time to buy a new vehicle. Why? Because of unbelievably low finance rates combined with outstanding prices at Butler Auto Sales in Sidney.
Local financial institutions are eager to loan you money at exceptional low finance rates, including SFCU, National Bank of Delaware County, NBT Bank, and Community Bank.
And did you know that Butler Auto Sales is a credit acceptance dealer? That means guaranteed credit approval.
If you think you won't get financing for that new-to-you vehicle, think again. Butler Auto Sales has guaranteed credit approval through credit acceptance. Go to butlerautosales.com and apply for credit online 24/7.
Just click the Apply for Credit tab.
You can fill out your credit application at 2 a.m. if you like. Down payment may be required. Some exclusions apply.
So make good use of your tax return and get a safe, reliable vehicle for your family from Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sidney.
Shop and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Stop by Butler Auto Sales during the SFCU Member Appreciation Sale.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe with you here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. It's a 6-0 lead for Hancock as we hit the bottom of the second inning. And Sidney with their cleanup hitter, Alex Hoskins, the sophomore second baseman, stepping into the batter's box here to go up against Ryan Slatcher, the pitcher today for the Wildcats. Tries some more of that off-speed stuff, and the first pitch is to the outside. So one ball, no strikes, as Hoskins steps in and tries to get the bats and the offense going here for Sidney. Slatcher peers in, throws it again outside to his catcher, who is the sophomore wearing number 20, Lane Bass. So Hoskins with two balls, no strikes. We'll see if he sees a pitch to hit here from Slatcher. The 2-0 pitch on the inside. Hoskins swings just a little early on that one. Called for the first strike. Two balls and one strike, no outs. Bottom of the second inning here. And a 6-0 lead for the Wildcats of Hancock, trying to repeat as MAC baseball champions. And a 3-0 and a 3-1 pitch now to the outside is called for a ball. So Hoskins with three balls and one strike, trying to get on here for Sidney. Hancock's so tough, and they're a Class D school now. As I said, went all the way to the state finals last year, and there's a lot of good local teams in Class D. Hancock and Deposit are certainly on top of that list, along with Edmiston and a couple other teams from the Tri-Valley. Hoskins takes ball four and will trot on down to first base here. So now Chris Fisher will step in. He's batting fifth today and playing third base, a senior wearing number three here for Sidney, who comes in with a record of 10-2 after their win over Unitego earlier today. Fisher with a good eye watches one sail to the outside. And we'll see if Sydney can get into a little bit of a rhythm here. Trailing by a score of 6-0. And now Hancock is going to take a little timeout on the mound here. Head coach Brandon O'Breeze wants to come out and have a quick word with Slatcher. We'll take this opportunity to recognize some more of our sponsors here that made our broadcast possible for baseball today and, of course, softball yesterday as well. Jessup Fowles Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Also the Eggley Family and Eggley Machine Company of Sydney. Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe in Sydney. And Assemblyman Cliff Crouch. All proud local sponsors of not only baseball and softball, but football, basketball, soccer, and anything else we do here on CDO. So one ball, no strikes here to Fisher, and the meeting on the mound is over for the Wildcats. And here's the pitch from Slatcher, and that's good for strike one against Fisher. So Alex Hoskins is on first base now for the Warriors. One ball and one strike and no outs. Bottom of the second inning, Sydney looking to get the bats going. And they'll throw over to first, and Hoskins might get caught here trying to steal second, and he does. The throw down to first, and Hoskins decided to try to go for it, and Hancock makes the great defensive infield play and gets Hoskins out at second base. And I think his jump was just a little too late there, and a nice heads-up play there by the Hancock catcher Bass to throw it down to first base, and they pretty much had him in a pickle and picked him off there at second base. So now one out and a 1-1 count here to Fisher, who's trying to get back on for Sydney. Ball right down the middle. A nice slow sinker is in for strike two against Fisher. One ball and two strikes and one out here for the Warriors as Fisher trying to get back on. Here's the pitch from Slatcher. He's in the windup. Fisher gets a hold of this one, hits it right to the second baseman, though, and Hancock will make the easy play to first base. Well done there by the Hancock Wildcats as Ryan Tooley was able to scoop that one out of the dirt and get Fisher out there at first base. Now the junior wearing number 18, the DH, Dawson Crawford, will step in here for the Warriors with two outs, bottom of the second inning, and the Wildcats leading the Warriors by a score of 6-0. Six hits for Hancock compared to one for Sydney, and two errors up on the board as well for the Warriors. And here's the pitch to Crawford. He drives one into right field, and that'll be good for a base hit for Dawson Crawford. The first pitch he sees, he drives, and it landed just after the dirt into right field. Perfect placement there, and a good single there for Dawson Crawford. That'll bring up the sophomore catcher here, Tyler McKee, with two outs in the bottom of the second inning. As McKee taking off some of his catcher's gear here and making his way up to the plate. So two outs, bottom of the second inning here as Sydney trying to battle back. They've certainly made themselves some tough work here as they trail 6-0 here, the championship game of the MAC conference, as Slatcher looks to deal. First pitch coming here to McKee. McKee is going to foul this one off, and it comes back up towards our broadcast booth position and out of play. Nice view here at the Maskey Field for us on CDO, directly behind home plate. And just a beautiful view on this sunshiny day of a historic Damaski Field and, of course, the hills of Oneonta beyond that. If you've ever been here for a night game as the sun begins to set, a really pretty setting here in Neowah Park. So two outs, and the pitch in here to McKee fouls this one off. So that'll be no balls, two strikes, and two outs in the bottom of the second inning here. And it's a 6-0 lead for the Wildcats. Just like they did against Deposit, they seem to settle in and really keep the Lumberjacks at bay in the early going, kind of back in the box a little bit, just no rhythm at all. They've done that as well to Sydney here. Pitch there is high for a ball, so one ball, two strikes. And similar to the first game as well, every time the Deposit, and this time Sydney, gets a runner on base, it seems like the quality defense, they've been able to make a play in the field, get a double play, pick somebody off. It's just very good baseball played here by Hancock. And so inside pitch. Two balls, two strikes now with two outs. No runners on for Sydney. Bottom half of the second inning here. McKee will step in, the sophomore catcher, trying to get on base here for the Warriors and get a little rally going. Here's the pitch from Slatcher of Hancock. McKee gets a hold of this one, drives it into right field, and this one will drop, and this will be a single here for McKee. He's going to try to stretch it for a double. The throw won't be in time, and that will be a stand-up double here for McKee. And Dawson Crawford, who was on first base, is now advanced over to third. So Sydney with runners on second and third, And Nathan Vibbard, the center fielder, the sophomore, will step in. So Crawford, after his single, got on for first. And then a nice stand-up double there for McKee. And now Nate Vibbard has a chance with two outs to try to get some runs back on the board for Sidney. Vibbard with a hit. Can he get it through the hole? He will. And Sidney's going to score with Crawford. They're going to try to go for two, and now they'll hold him up. That's a wise move. And in the meantime, Vibbard's going to advance here to second base. So maybe the rally caps are out already for Sidney as Crawford scores there from third, and Nate Vibbard with a double and an RBI on the play. Nice job there by Nate Vibbard, and we're back to the top of the order here. No, excuse me, this will be the nine hitter, Anthony Ruling, before we get back to the top of the order, and Zach Green. Two outs, bottom of the second inning, and it's 6-1. Runners on second and third still for Sidney. Slatcher, the Hancock pitcher, looks in. Deals, and boy, some great movement on that pitch, and Ruling is able to lay off as it's high for ball one. Really just some great off-speed stuff, and then when Slatcher does throw a fastball, I really think it keeps the Sidney hitters on their heels. Here's Slatcher, another off-speeder, down low in the dirt, Ruling trying to golf after this one, swing and a miss, and it's a 1-1 count here with two outs. Wildcats leading the Warriors 6-1. And here comes the 1-1 from Slatcher. Sidney with runners on second and third. Vibbard on second. Takes a big lead there. And the ball is high as McKee is on third and Vibbard on second. Two balls, one strike, two outs. This would be big for Anthony Ruling if he can put the ball in play and drive in a couple of more runs here for Sidney. Slatcher looking in, trying to get out of this inning here for the Wildcats. And here's the 2-1 pitch to the outside, and it's 3-1, and Sidney may be licking their chops if they could get Ruling on with a walk here and bring up Zach Green, who just seems to be having the day of his life here with 14 strikeouts and a couple of good hits in that win over Unitigo. And you want to keep rolling the dice with Zach Green if you can here today if you're the Sidney Warriors. And here's Ruling. He's going to drive one into left field. That's going to fall, and there's one run home, and Sidney's going to get two, and then a bobbled play out in left field, and Ruling's going to have a stand-up double, and just like that, it's a 6-3 game. So Vibbard and McKee are driven in there by Anthony Ruling, and the senior coming up big for the Warriors. Boy, and the offense has come to play for both teams today. Hancock with six runs and six hits, and now Sidney with five hits and three runs, and the score is 6-3. So here's the lefty, the southpaw, Zach Green, stepping in, and he's got Anthony Ruling on second base, and the Warriors have chopped this lead in half, and it's 6-3 now. And so Slatcher is looking in here, dealing against the lefty, the junior, Zach Green. Good eye on ball one there to Green. So two outs. 6-3 now, the Wildcats leading the Warriors here at Damaski Field in downtown Oneonta in the MAC Championship Baseball Contest here on CDO. Slatcher looks in, one ball, no strikes, two outs. And Green swinging for the fences on that one, swinging a miss. And it's a 1-1 count now with two outs. It's been a nice two-out rally here by the Warriors. It looked like maybe they were dead in the water, but some good hitting by the bottom half of the order has done a great job. So Slatcher now looks in. Ruling is leading off second. He's about two strides off. Now he'll head back as Zach Green steps out of the box. You have to wonder what's going through the mind of Ryan Slatcher, the junior out there. As he's had a comfortable 6-0 lead, maybe he took his foot off the gas here for a little bit, or maybe Sidney has just come alive. No quit in these Warriors as Green lets another one go by, and that's high for a ball. Two balls and one strike. You have to wonder, too, with Slatcher throwing more of the off-speed pitches, has it just taken Sidney a while to adjust after seeing Josh Firebend from Unitigo pretty much throw fire in that first game? A lot of different speeds here for Slatcher. Here's the 2-1. They try to pick off Ruling at second. Ball rolls into the outfield, but Ruling stays on second. Really didn't go far enough to try for an attempt at stealing third. So the Wildcats leading the Warriors 6-3. It's the baseball championship of the MAC League here on CDO. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lull. A two-out rally here by Sidney in the bottom half of this second inning, and here's a great hit by Green. This is over the outfielder's head. This is going to score a run, and here comes Green. He's going to be in for a stand-up double, and it's 6-4. Great piece of hitting there by the lefty, and so far Sidney has put up four runs in the bottom half of this third inning, and they are not going to lay down. It's a 6-4 game. And now Kyle McMillan will step back in, hitting in the second spot today. And the great day for Zach Green continues. He played absolutely out of his mind against Unitigo in the semifinals earlier today. And now he's got a couple of hits in the early going here against Hancock, and he drives in a run there as Nate Vibbard scored from second. Slatcher now deals to McMillan. Ball is high. McMillan had to duck out of the way, and that's ball one. So the two-out rally continues here for Sydney. They trail Hancock 6-4 in the bottom half of this second inning here at Damaski Field in Oneonta. Slatcher looking in, taking his time, trying to settle back in here for Hancock, who had a 6-0 lead, and now it's 6-4. Ball to the outside, and it's actually called a strike, and McMillan looks back at the umpire. A little surprised look on his face there. I think he thought that was outside. So a 1-1 count here to McMillan with two outs. McMillan steps in, the left fielder here for Sydney. Slatcher deals here for the Wildcats. McMillan pokes this one into right field. Will it drop? Yes, it will. Green is going to try to score from second. There might be a play at the plate, and he'll slide, and the cutoff man probably shouldn't have cut that off because it looked like it was going to make it to the catcher. Instead, Zach Green scores, and it's a one-run game, 6-5. Five runs here for Sydney and a huge second inning. And now Brandon Bissett, the shortstop in the third spot, will step in. And he's got Kyle McMillan standing on first base. Boy, never say die here for Sydney as it's 6-5 with two outs. Sydney now has seven hits on the afternoon. And I'm kind of surprised that Hancock hasn't done this earlier. You know, we did see Coach Brandon O'Brees go out and talk to his pitcher there when it was 6-1. Now it's 6-5. We haven't seen him again. And the catcher here for Hancock, Bass, heads out to talk here to Slatcher. Maybe just saying, hey, calm down. Just another game of, pitch and catch. They throw over to first here to Chase McMillan. He's back to the bag. So two outs, 6-5. I think if you're the Wildcats, you just have to concentrate on getting that last out, getting out of the inning. But it's a whole new ball game here, folks. It was 6-0, Hancock on top of Sydney, and now it's 6-5. Great championship contest here between the Wildcats and the Warriors. Slatcher deals to Bissett, comes right back to the mound to throw to first, and Bissett is out, but not before the damage is done. Five runs in the bottom half of the second, top of the third coming up. Hancock 6 and Sydney 5. We'll be right back with the MAC Championship here on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, folks, it's been an offensive explosion here so far to start this contest. If you tuned into our semifinal game here on WCDO, you know that Sydney defeated Unitigo 1-0. A lot of strikeouts in that game, a lot of good defense. Both pitchers were wheeling and dealing. Here, it's been the exact opposite. It's just been good hits on both sides. Hancock took a 6-0 lead, but five runs in the bottom half of the second pulled Sydney back into this game, and it's 6-5. Boy, what a great contest here for the MAC Championship for baseball. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take you the rest of the way here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Parker Boyce has to feel a lot better out there on the mound now. Instead of trailing 6-0, it's 6-5. It's a one-run game here as we start the top of the third inning. And Ryan Slatcher comes to the plate here for Hancock. Hits one down the line, and it's foul down the third base side for strike one. So Slatcher trying to help his own cause here. He had a nice, comfortable lead, and now it's back to a one-run game. We'll see how this affects Hancock. We know they're a very solid, experienced team who can hit the ball very well. See if they can settle back in. And here is Boyce throwing on pitch number two. Again, fouled off behind the catcher here by Slatcher, and he falls into an 0-2 hole, top of the third inning. Again, on a beautiful day here in downtown Oneonta at historic Damaski Field, located in Neowa Park. If you want to stop down here, folks, $2 to get in for adults, $1 for students and seniors. Concession stands open. Great day for baseball. Pitch inside here from Boyce, brushing Slatcher back off the plate, and it's good for a ball. One ball, two strikes, and no outs. Boyce gets back, looks to deal again here. Slatcher gets a hold of this one again, fouls it down the left field line. And you have to say, this Hancock team, very opportunistic. They're not one to sit back and take pitches. They are going to go after it, and so far that's paid off for them here this afternoon. So one ball, two strikes, no outs. Top of the third inning as we just get back underway. Nate Law with you here on CDO. Jim Tomeo and Craig Stevens back in the CDO studios. Big thank you to those guys here today. And now a hit by Slatcher to Bissett at short. Can he get the throw in time? No, can't do it. Pulls Zach Green off the bag, and Slatcher's going to go for two. Slatcher sliding in. The throw's not in time, and Slatcher gets a leadoff single, which turns into a double. And Hancock again gets another runner on. Bissett was pretty deep in the hole there, had to really come up to make the play and just couldn't get the throw in time. And when he did, it pulled Zach Green off the bag a little bit there. Now, so no outs. Top of this third inning here at Damaski Field. And now up the bat will be Zach Warby, the senior center fielder here for Hancock. And he's another big guy, 6'1", 6'2", well over 200 pounds, a power hitter. And instead, he'll try to bunt. Bunts this one back to the pitcher. Boyce can't pick it up in time, and now we'll have runners on the corners here. And now Hancock's going to try to go for home after a pass ball to Zach Green, and the Wildcats will bring in another run. Boyce threw it over to first base, and it got away from Zach Green, allowing the runner to score from third. And pretty much a slap bunt there by Warby turns into a double. And now head coach for Sydney, Kyle Vibbert, is going to go out to the mound and have a meeting with his team, and we'll have to see if maybe there's a pitching change here from Boyce. So another run comes in for Hancock, and they now lead 7-5, and boy, you just can't hold this Wildcats team down, and we'll see what Vibbert decides to go with here. And in the meantime, we'll take a quick break. It's Hancock 7 and Sydney 5, top half of this third inning. We'll be right back on CDO.
A local, historic, landmark restaurant is back and open for business. The Unadilla House on Route 7 in downtown Unadilla is open once again. The UH is open Tuesday through Sunday for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Tuesday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. And Sunday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Check out the Unadilla House on Facebook to see their full menu or call for takeout, too, at 369-4178. Stop in for the Wednesday special. Half a roasted chicken with potatoes and vegetables, or Thursday night Italian featuring authentic chicken parmesan, baked ziti, spaghetti and meatballs, and much more. Friday and Saturday night features prime rib, chicken cordon bleu, or beer battered haddock. Or try the spectacular UH Sunday breakfast. Great soups, salads, appetizers, burgers, sandwiches, and more. The UH has it all. You'll fall in love with the historic Unadilla House all over again. Be a part of history at the UH on Route 7 in downtown Unadilla. Call 369-4178. And don't forget Mother's Day at the Unadilla House. Treat mom to a special meal on Route 7 downtown Unadilla.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. And Sydney will make a pitching change here as shortstop Brandon Bissett will come in now. He's currently warming up. We've seen Bissett pitch several times this year, and I think that was just a good move there by Kyle Vibbert to bring in Bissett, a senior. Not that Parker Boyce did a bad job at all, but it just seems like Hancock, such a good hitting team, you have to try a little something different after you dug yourself out of that 6-0 hole. That is so impressive for Sydney. And then just another run there for Hancock to make it 7-5. I think this is a good move. Got to try to change something up here to keep Hancock at bay. But a nice job by Parker Boyce, and I got to give him credit, too. He took that line drive off the knee and stayed in there and really did a nice job. So, again, the score 7-5. Top of the third inning here from Damaski Field, the 2015 MAC Baseball Championship, and Brandon Bissett will now be pitching. And Ruling, Anthony Ruling, is going to come in to take over the shortstop duties. So that is the little bit of the changes there for Sydney. So here's Bissett. And Evan Bass will step in for Hancock. No outs. Top of the third inning here, and a runner on second base for the Wildcats. Bissett looking in here for his first pitch of the afternoon. Right down the pike, and that is a strike for Brandon Bissett. And we know Bissett certainly has the experience. Been a longtime varsity player, three-sport athlete at Sydney. And I'm sure would like nothing better than to win a MAC championship in his senior season here. Gets Bass to ground out to first base here, but the runner advancing over to third. So one out, and Bissett comes in, does a nice job there. Able to field the ball going down the first base line and toss it over for out number one. So Luis O'Connor will step in, the right field sophomore wearing number 25 here for Hancock, as they lead 7-5, top of the third inning here, and they have a runner on third as well. Looking to drive him home as Zach Warby sits on third. And now again, Hancock drives the ball through the shortstop area. Warby's going to score, and another hit there for Luis O'Connor, and it's 8-5 Hancock now. So again, the strong hitting from this Wildcats team continues. Three runs in the first inning, three runs in the second, and now two so far in the top of the third, as Joe Gross will step in here for the Wildcats with one out and a runner on first base. Brandon Bissett, the new pitcher here for the Warriors. Checks the runner at first, throws in, gets a line drive right back to him, tries the double play as he caught it and tried to pick off Warby over on the far side, and instead threw it up and over the glove there of Zach Green. Couldn't get the double play, and the runner advances to second base. A great reaction there by Bissett. Caught the line drive. That's the second one that's gone right back at the pitcher today, and just couldn't get the ball over to first. Zach Green not tall enough to grab that one. I don't think anybody was, as Bissett tried to double off the runner. So now stepping into the batter's box here for Hancock is Ryan Tooley, the second baseman. And it's 8-5. Both teams putting up seven runs so far, but Sydney with four errors, and that's really been the difference. And we'll have to see when Sydney gets back up, as that's ball one there to Tooley, if they can continue to keep the bats hot against Ryan Slatcher. It's a really nice two-out rally in the bottom of the second there for Sydney. 8-5 the score. Wildcats on top of the Warriors here at Damaski Field, and now Tooley will step back out of the box. So again, a runner on second now for Hancock. Top of the third inning, they lead 8-5 in the MAC Championship contest here today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Bissett deals, and this one is high for ball two. So two balls, no strikes, two outs, top of the third, and it's 8-5. Bissett played shortstop against Unitigo and started there in this championship game against Hancock, and now has been brought into pitch. Anthony Ruling now at short. And now the hit here by Tooley is going to drop for a foul ball, it looks like. And that was just on the line. Boy, if that had dropped, I think that would have been another run for Hancock, as that was in perfect position. As out over in right field now is Wyatt McKee, the senior. So McKee is in right field. Ruling was in right. He moved to short. And Bissett replaces Parker Boyce, who was pitching and started off the contest. Two balls, one strike, and two outs here in the top half of this third inning. Here's Bissett. Throws inside and loses control of that one and hits Ryan Tooley. And so Tooley will take his base and head down to first. So now with two outs, Hancock has two runners on. And stepping in will be Seth Simmons. So Simmons steps in, and, you know, I think I like the decision to start Parker Boyce. I think a lot of people might say, he's a sophomore. Why are you starting a sophomore in the championship game? I think that Sydney wanted to put their best foot forward with defense, and so far the four errors has just really been the difference in this game, with Hancock leading 8-5. Just some uncharacteristic type errors for the Warriors in the field. And so here is Bissett with an 0-1 pitch. Stares in, throws to the outside, and that's off the mark there to Simmons, and it's a 1-1 count. Sydney trying to cut their losses here, keep this a three-run game. It's currently 8-5. Bissett looks in, runners on first and second for the Wildcats. Bissett deals, and this one is high for ball two. Two balls and one strike, two outs. Bissett trying to get Sydney out of the inning here. Two runs so far in this top half of the third for the Wildcats. Bissett looks off the runner. throws in, and a foul ball off by Simmons. Pretty tough here for Bissett. He's got to keep an eye on that second base runner. And now a 2-2 count, one strike away from getting out of the inning here for Sydney. Bissett looks in. The 2-2 count with two outs, top of the third. Deals, and this one is inside, so we'll have a full count now with two outs. Simmons battling hard here for the Wildcats. Sydney trying to avoid a walk here after this full count, and that would mean the bases would be loaded. So this is a big pitch here for Bissett. Simmons really crowding the plate here. Let's see what Bissett tries to do. And Bissett throws. It's inside, and that's ball four. I think that was a smart move by Simmons, just crowding the plate a little bit, taking his chances. And now Hancock has the bases loaded. And stepping in is Preston Walker, who is hitting in the four spot today here and had an RBI back in the second inning when Hancock put up three runs. And so here is Walker. The first pitch he got from Boyce the last time up, he drove into right field. Let's see what he gets here. Bissett throws right down the middle, and I think a little over-anxious there was Walker. He was out too far in front of it. No balls and one strike, two outs. Hancock leads 8-5 over Sydney, top of the third inning. Here are the 2015 MAC Baseball Championship Contest on CDO. And here is Bissett with the 0-1 pitch with two outs. And Walker looking to step out, and now he'll step back in. So the 0-1 pitch. And here is Bissett. Throws in, ball is high. Sydney throws down to first base, trying to keep an eye on that runner. Nice job by McKee. Sliding back in time. There was Simmons of Hancock. So 1-1 is the count. Two outs, top of the third inning. Wildcats lead the Warriors 8-5 here on WCDO. Bissett is ready to deal. And here's the 1-1 as he'll pitch this one into Walker, the cleanup hitter for the Wildcats. Fouls this one off down the right field line. Good pitch by Bissett. It was high. Walker was chasing it. Just hit it with the tip of the bat. So one ball, two strikes. Sydney trying to get out of this jam with the bases loaded here for the Wildcats. Such a dangerous offensive team. And here's the pitch from Bissett. Right down the middle. Goes right back to Bissett. He'll walk this one over to first base. Makes the throw, and that's it. Sydney dodges the bullet. But two runs in the top half of the third inning, and it's Hancock 8 and Sydney 5. Bottom half of the third coming up. It's the 2015 MAC Baseball Championship game from Damaski Field here on CDO.
This is the time of year that it's sometimes warm and sometimes cold. You might need furnace repair, or you might be thinking about installing a central air conditioning unit for the summer. Either way, it's time to call Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Kurt can install, service, or repair furnaces, boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and home repairs too. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, Hancock strikes again. They now lead Sydney 8-5, and the Wildcats have been really hot at the plate today. Doesn't matter if it's been Parker Boyce or Brandon Bissett. This is just a team that has obviously put the time in over the years with these young players, and they are very good at hitting the ball. That's for sure. They do the simple things. You know, they put a lot of balls in play. They get runners on in a variety of different ways, and they're able to hit them around. So it's 8-5 as we hit the bottom half of this third inning. Hancock on top of Sydney in the MAC championship game. Hancock is actually the 4 seed from the tournament, and Sydney is the 2 seed. Hancock upset number 1 Deposit in the 10 o'clock game this morning. And so still in to deal for Hancock is Ryan Slatcher. Slatcher with the first pitch to Alex Hoskins is high to the outside. And again, I don't want to call him a knuckleballer here, but Ryan Slatcher definitely throws some off-speed pitches that have some good movement on them. might be the Tim Wakefield here, the old Boston Red Sox player for Hancock. Throws this one in, and Hoskins gets a good rip on this one. It goes to center field. Will it drop? A nice play out in center for out number one for Hancock. Very good play there by the Wildcats as Zach Warby was able to track that one down. So Chris Fisher comes in now to bat for Sydney. We talked about this earlier. This is a huge outfield compared to your normal high school field. Dead center here in Neowa Park at the Maskey Field is 401. Each of the corners is 335. Sydney's new turf home field, dead center is 330. So you can imagine what the outfield gaps are like here for some of these outfielders to cover. Very tough. So a nice job there by Warby to chase that one down. And here is Fisher with one out for Sydney. Watches that one sail in for ball one. Nice sinker ball there from the pitcher here, Ryan Slatcher. So one out, bottom of the third inning. Hancock leads Sydney 8-5. And Slatcher looks in. And Fisher calls time, steps out of the box, wants a minute here. Catching his breath. And now he'll step back in. Gets the sign from head coach Kyle Vibbard. Now Fisher steps back in. Hitting in the five spot today. Fisher gets a good rip on this one, but it's foul down the first base line. So one ball, one strike, and one out here for Sydney as Chris Fisher steps back in. Fisher, a senior third baseman here, one of the veterans on this Sydney Warriors team. And here's the 1-1 pitch from Slatcher as he gets into the windup here. Deals to Fisher. He watches that one go right down the plate. And that's called for a strike. So one ball, two strikes, one out here. Sydney looking for another rally as they trail 8-5. They were down 6-0, cut it to 6-5, but then Hancock with two runs in the top half of the third, increase it back to 8-5. Check swing here from Fisher, and that will be called for a ball. So a 2-2 count here for Fisher as he steps in. Actually, no, they're going to say that was on the ground. The catcher was able to pick it up and tag out Fisher. It's kind of a delayed call there from the umpire, so that'll bring up out number two, and Dawson Crawford will come in. So Fisher, on a dropped strike three, never took off the run. Catcher was right there to tag him, and a good heads-up play. Not sure what took so long the umpire to call that one. I originally thought he had called it ball two. So now two outs, and Crawford steps in, and he's one of the ones that started the rally in the bottom half of the second when Sydney scored five runs. And they'll need to get another big hit from him here. Crawford steps in. Two outs. First pitch was the ball. Here comes the second one from Slatcher. Slatcher deals, and Crawford fooled a little bit there by the sinker, and it's a 1-1 count. So Crawford, the DH today, the junior wearing number 18, steps in on the 1-1 count. And here is Crawford. He drives this one out into right field, and this one's going to drop. It gets over Warby's head, and Crawford has got his running shoes on. He heads to second. He's going to try for three. Here's Crawford rumbling around. Is he going to beat the throw? Yes, he will. Didn't even have to slide. Dawson Crawford drives one out, and it just bounced before the fence out in right field, and we just said down the line is 335, so a good crank there from Dawson Crawford. And now Sydney with two outs has a runner on third base. Nice play there by Dawson Crawford, and he really had the jets on as he rounded second and headed towards third. It was a great throw from the outfield, but Crawford got there just in time. And here is Tyler McKee, the sophomore catcher wearing number 16, steps in, and he's got a runner on third with two outs. Slatcher looking to deal. Here it is, and McKee lets that one go down. See what the call is. It is low for ball one. So maybe another two-out rally here for Sydney if they can do it. All rests on the shoulders here of Tyler McKee in the bottom half of this third inning. The Wildcats lead the Warriors 8-5. Second pitch is outside for a ball. So two balls and no strikes. It's the 2015 MAC Baseball Championship between two-seed Sydney and four-seed Hancock. And thanks for joining us here on WCDO. Here's the pitch. McKee gets a piece of it. Goes to short. Throw is there, and they got him. So Dawson Crawford hits that triple, but they can't bring him home after McKee grounds out there to short. So that's going to do it for the third inning. Hancock leads 8-5. Top of the fourth coming up. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you here on WCDO, live from Damaski Field, top of the fourth inning. And Hancock leads Sydney 8-5 in the 2015 MAC Baseball Championship. And again, many fine sponsors sponsoring our special broadcast here today, including NBT Bank, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, the newly remodeled Unadilla House Restaurant in downtown Unadilla, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Cohen and Frazier Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at the Light of Downtown Sydney, SFCU, the Egley Family and Egley Machine Company of Sydney, VEP Video Entertainment Plus on Main Street in Sydney, Eaton and Griffith Law Office in Sydney, and the Amphenol Corporation as well. So all these fine sponsors chipped in, and we were able to get these games on the air this weekend. Of course, the softball championship yesterday, where Sydney defeated Afton 3-2, and then the semifinal game earlier today for baseball, where Sydney defeated Unitigo 1-0 to advance to the finals, and they trail 8-5 here, top of the fourth inning with Hancock coming up to bat here once again. Brandon Bissett back to the mound now for Sydney after he replaced starter Parker Boyce, and the first pitch is low and outside for a ball. And this will be Lane Bass stepping in, the sophomore catcher here for this young Hancock team. This one is inside. Nice curveball, though, from Bissett, and that'll be good for strike one. Really kind of brushing Bass back off the plate. He turned the shoulder, looked like maybe he was going to hit him, and then the curve at the last second brings up a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch from Bissett, and this one is inside in the dirt. He's already hit one batter today, and that one was close. Bass standing in there for that one. Two balls and one strike, no outs. Top of the fourth inning here with Hancock leading Sydney 8-5. Bissett looking in, gets the signal here from the catcher McKee. Into the windup now with no outs. The 2-1 pitch is straight down the middle, and this one is low for ball three. Just in the dirt a little bit there, and a nice stop by McKee to grab it out of there. So three balls, one strike, and Sydney cannot afford to be putting more runners on as they have in the last couple of innings. Four errors has been the difference here today, as Hancock doing a nice job at the plate. They lead 8-5, but the errors have certainly helped. Here's Bissett, the 3-1 pitch. Is outside for ball four. Oh, actually, they're going to call strike. Wow. Thought maybe that was going to be a ball on the outside, and Lane Bass was pretty much out of the batter's box there, ready to throw his bat over to the dugout. Thought he was going to get a walk, but instead it's a full count. And here's Bissett looking for the strikeout straight down the middle, and that's strike three. And again, Bass thought he was going to get a walk. And Bissett goes from a 3-1 count to a full count to a strikeout, and that was huge there for Sydney. And here is the pitcher, Ryan Slatcher, stepping back in with one out. And Bissett doing a nice job on two straight pitches to just hit the outside corner of that strike zone to get Bass. So here is Slatcher, the junior pitcher. Bissett gets a grounder right back to him, somehow scoops it off the mound, throws it over, and there's the second out. Boy, that's the third line drive today that we have seen hit right back to the mound. One was at Parker Boyce, which he actually took off the leg. He appears to be okay. Continued to pitch after that. That's the second one right back to Bissett, and both he's been able to snag and get an out over at first base with. So here's Zach Warby, the center fielder, back up here. with two outs in the top half of the fourth inning. Bissett dealing, throws inside, and that one is high for ball one. Brushing Warby off the plate a little bit there. Sun beginning to set a little bit here just after 5 o'clock on CDO. Damaski Field in Oneonta as Bissett throws it in for strike one. So that's a 1-1 count with two outs. Back to Bissett in the windup with no runners on and two outs. Throws in. Nice curveball there. And we'll see what they will call this one. That'll be low for ball two. But it might have had just enough movement on it to get up high enough, but instead a little low in the dirt. 2-1 count here with two outs. Bissett still dealing here to Warby. And a strike two is called as Warby a little early on that one in a 2-2 count. This has been the best inning by Bissett so far in the Sydney defense as they are one, perhaps one pitch away from getting out of the inning unscathed. And here's Bissett dealing to Warby with a 2-2 count with two outs. And Warby gets a hold of that one down the left field line, but it will be foul. And it just bounces off the wall from the warning track. So Warby really getting a piece of that one, but pulled it foul down the left field line. Of course, Hancock the 4 seed today, coming in with a record of 8-3, 9-3 after defeating Deposit this morning, who was the number 1 seed. And Sydney took care of Unitego 1-0 in a great contest earlier. Sydney the 2 seed, Unitego the 3. So here's the 2-2 pitch with two outs. Curveball is just on the inside, and we'll have a full count here for Zach Warby. Two outs, top of the fourth inning. Hancock leading Sydney 8-5 in the MAC championship game here today. And here's Bissett dealing with the full count, and Warby pops this one up and back into foul territory. So a full count with two outs here. Bissett trying to get Sydney out of the inning and get the bats another chance as they'll be back near the top of the order when Sydney comes back up. So here's Bissett, two outs, a full count. Sydney trailing 8-5. Bissett with the throw, and a strike three gets Warby swinging, and Sydney gets out of the top half of the fourth inning, holding Hancock scoreless for the first time today. So it's the Wildcats of Hancock leading Sydney 8-5, bottom half of the fourth coming up. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on CDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Amphenol Corporation in Sydney is a longtime supporter of WCDO's General Clinton Canoe Regatta coverage. Amphenol says good luck to all paddlers this year, including their employee paddlers. They also wish the best to all family, friends, and spectators who are watching the races along the river this Memorial Day weekend. Amphenol is a worldwide leader in designing and manufacturing electronic interconnect devices, and they are a proud area employer of local residents up and down the river. Best of luck, paddlers, in the General Clinton Canoe Regatta. Got it from the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. Damaski Field as we hit the bottom half of the fourth inning. It's 8-5. You know, hearing that Amphenol ad for the Canoe Regatta, it's just 2 weeks away, folks. If you're a fan locally of the Canoe Regatta, WCDO does full coverage on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of the Canoe Regatta. The 70-mile race will have all the updates up and down the river, so make sure you tune in for that. It's going to be a fun weekend, as it always is for Memorial Day. It's our 30th year at CDO of covering the General Clinton Canoe Regatta. Today, though, WCDO Sports watching the MAC Championship for baseball here, and it's 8-5, Hancock on top of Sydney. Warriors trying to get another little rally here in the bottom half of this fourth inning. As stepping in for the Warriors, here is Nate Vibbard. Vibbard hits one right back up the middle. Now to second base. Will he get there in time? The throw is just in time to get Vibbard at first. He had a double the last time he was up, but this time Ryan Tooley is able to scoop one out of the dirt and nail Vibbard there at first. So Anthony Ruling, who was the right fielder, is now at short, will step in here for the Warriors as they trail 8-5, bottom half of the fourth inning. Of course, a seven-inning game here today to decide the championship, our third and final game at Damaski Field. Sydney the 2 seed, Hancock the 4 seed, and here's the first pitch to Ruling. And that is high for ball one from Ryan Slatcher, who again is kind of mixing up his pitches. A lot of this off-speed stuff that we've seen from him today after Sydney really had to adjust to Josh Firebend from Unitego in that first game, who was really throwing hard. And here's the pitch to Ruling, and he drives one into left field, and this will be good for a single, and Sydney has base runners now, as Ruling has continued to hit the ball well here today. So Ruling will be on first for Sydney with one out, and Zach Green will come up here for the Sydney Warriors. And boy, we've said it enough today. He's had a fantastic day, the lefty with 14 strikeouts against Unitego, and he had a big at-bat to help with that rally back in the second inning. And here he is again with Anthony Ruling on first base. So here's the first pitch. Bottom half of the fourth inning. Green is going to drive one. This just gets up over the shortstop's head. And Green will be in for a single. Nice job there as Joe Gross almost brought that one down in his glove there for Hancock. Looked like maybe he was just going to time it right, but Green had just enough mustard to get that one out into left field. So runners on first and second now, and Kyle McMillan, who had a big hit his last time up for Sydney, steps in. Technically, McMillan represents the tying run at the plate here for Sydney. In the bottom half of the fourth, they trail 8-5. So one out, bottom of the fourth, runners on first and second here for the Warriors. And that's in for strike one from Slatcher as McMillan let that one go by again. So you have McMillan stepping in here once again for Sydney, and Brandon Bissette, the shortstop now, the pitcher for Sydney, is on deck. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that's in for ball one. So the 1-1 count here against McMillan, the senior wearing number 21 for Sydney. They're in the all-white uniforms today with the maroon trim. Hancock has the pinstripe gray pants on with the royal blue uniforms on the top. And here's the 1-1 pitch, and one out. They'll try to throw back to second, and it looks like they're going to catch Sydney in a pickle here. Let's see what they can do. They throw it down, and they'll tag him out, and they're going to get the double play as well, and that's going to end the inning, it looks like. No, it will be a safe call, as that was Zach Green trying to steal second, and he just got in there in time. As Ruling got stuck at about shortstop there as he tried to lead off second, Hancock did a nice job defensively to catch him in the pickle and tag him out. Green, a nice heads-up play there for Sydney to slide in. It looked like maybe they were going to double him off, but he gets there in time. So now two outs and still a 1-1 count here to McMillan, but only one base runner now for Sydney. And Slatcher looks in on this 1-1 count. McMillan trying to move Zach Green into scoring position. Ball is inside here, and the catcher, Bass, is able to get out of the play and throw it back to the pitcher. I think he was concerned about Green trying to steal third with the ball in the dirt. So two balls, one strike, two outs here. McMillan at the plate, trying to drive in a run here for the Sydney Warriors as they trail 8-5 in the bottom half of the fourth. Here's the pitch from Slatcher. It's inside in the dirt again. Green thought about taking off from second for Sydney, but instead holds on. Nice job again there by the catcher, Lane Bass, wearing number 20 here. Bass, just a sophomore here for this very young Hancock club, who won the MAC last year and went all the way to the Class D state title game. And they'll look to do it again here this year in the Class D sectional tournament. They lead Sydney 8-5. And here's a throw high, and McMillan will walk on the 3-1 pitch. So now two runners on once again, and one of your big hitters, Brandon Bissette, steps back in here for Sydney. And this is what you want. You have Hoskins, your cleanup hitter, on deck. And you have Bissette at the plate right now with two outs. Maybe another two-out rally here for the Warriors as they trail 8-5, bottom half of the fourth, in this seven-inning contest here today. So Slatcher, the pitcher, is looking in. And Bissette lets that one go by for strike one. Two outs here, bottom of the fourth. Sydney with runners on first and second. McMillan on first and Green on second here for the Warriors. So here's the 0-1 pitch to Bissette as Slatcher looks into his catcher, Bass. Gets the signal, and now Bissette will back out of the box for a second here and take an extra practice swing. Bissette at the plate, looking to get these runners into scoring position here for the Warriors with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. And here's the pitch to Bissette. It's high to the outside. So that's one ball and one strike now for Brandon Bissette. Sydney the 2 seed and Hancock the 4 seed on a beautiful day here at Damaski Field, home of the Oneonta Outlaws. Slatcher looking in, two outs, the 1-1 pitch coming here to Bissett. Can he put it in play? Swings just a little too early on that one. And now it's one ball and two strikes here to Bissett. I think he got excited because he could see it was a slow off-speed pitch. He was looking to drive it and just swung a little too early. So one ball, two strikes, and two outs. And here is Bissett at the plate, looking to put the ball in play here for the Warriors. Slatcher looks in, trying to get out of this jam in the bottom half of the fourth. Slatcher with the pitch. Bissett fouls it off. Just got enough of it to drive it foul. Slatcher has continued to try to hammer him on the inside. Bissett just got enough of that one in by the hands. So one ball, two strikes, two outs. Hancock leading Sydney 8-5, bottom of the fourth inning. Slatcher looking in. Again gets the signal from his catcher, Bass. Brandon Bissett at the plate here for Sydney. Drives this one down the left field line, and this one will sail foul. Goes all the way back to the fence, though. A nice hit there by Bissett. Similar spot to where Warby hit it for Hancock, just foul in the last half of the inning. So Bissett with good contact there, but he stays alive with a 1-2 count and two outs in the bottom half of the fourth, and it's 8-5. Bissett waiting to step back into the batter's box here. This is what you want if you're head coach Kyle Vibbard for Sydney, one of your tough seniors, a three-sport athlete for Sydney, stepping in. Now Bass is going to go out and have a quick word here with Slatcher at the mound, discussing a little strategy here. This is a big moment in the game. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Sydney with runners on first and second, and Bissett essentially the tying run at the plate. So Bissett will step in. One ball and two strikes. Slatcher gets the sign from Bass, and will look to deal from the windup. Checks the runner at first. Peeks over to second. Now the throw, and Bissett hammers this one to third. They'll throw to first, and it will be in time. They're going to tag him, and that'll do it for the inning. Bissett drives one to third, almost beat out the throw, but a nice tag over at first by Hancock, and that'll keep the score 8-5 as we head here to the top half of the fifth inning. Seven-inning game here today, and Hancock leads 8-5 in the 2015 MAC Baseball Championship. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back after a 60-second commercial break on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Spring is here, and it's time to get that motorcycle out of the garage. Whether it's a big Harley cruiser or a sleek and fast street bike, Chirino Insurance of Norwich has the right coverage to keep you and your two-wheeled companion protected. Already have coverage? Call Pat at 336-1444 and let the Chirino team see if they can lower your rates. Chirino Insurance has been a locally owned and operated independent agency since 1972. They care about their clients, and they represent over 15 companies, so they can find the policy that works best for you. So polish up the chrome and slide on your helmet. It's time to take a motorcycle ride over to 50 North Broad Street in Norwich to get a quote today. Call 336-1444 or visit online at chirinoinsurance.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe with you here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Top of the fifth inning here, a seven-inning contest to decide the 2015 MAC Baseball Championship. And Hancock currently on top of Sydney by a score of 8-5. Three runs in the first, the second, and then two runs in the third for Hancock give them eight. Sydney with five runs in the bottom of the second gave them their five runs. It was a 6-0 lead for Hancock. Sydney cut it to 6-5. Hancock added two more runs after that, and they lead 8-5. A pitching change from Parker Boyce to Brandon Bissett has really slowed things down a little bit here, as Hancock was able to get two runs off of Bissett, but since then he settled in very nicely. Second pitch from Bissett here is low, so two balls and no strikes as we start the top half of the fifth inning. And Hancock starting it off here with one of the Bass brothers, Evan Bass, stepping in. Fast swing and a miss here for strike one. So two balls and one strike. The set continues to work. If Sydney can keep Hancock at bay, they have proven that they've had some success against Slatcher today, and they've been able to get runners on. If they can move them in and keep this at a three-run game, they might have a chance here in the last couple of innings. Strike two here to Bass. And now a 2-2 count as Evan Bass, the sophomore third baseman batting in the eighth spot today, steps in against Brandon Bassette. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Bassette right down the middle. This one is fouled off by Bass. Just got a piece of it and fouls it off down the third base line near Chris Fisher. Again, thanks for joining us here today on WCDL. A big thank you to all our special sponsors today that you have made our baseball and softball weekend possible. Of course, we did the softball game yesterday, the MAC Championship, Sydney defeating Afton. And then the two baseball games here today, the semifinals and now the finals. So the 2-2 pitch to Bass is inside. We'll have a full count with no outs. Top half of this fifth inning, the Wildcats leading the Warriors by a score of 8-5. And here is Bassette dealing to Bass and the full count. Here it is, low to the outside, and Bass walks for Hancock. Now stepping in here for the Wildcats will be Luis Ocana, the sophomore playing right field. And you look down this Hancock roster, I know they graduated a lot from last year, two pitchers going on to play Division III baseball, but they are just loaded with young guys, a lot of sophomores, a lot of freshmen, and a lot of juniors. And they continue to just hit the ball very well. So now stepping into the batter's box here is Ocana. Score is 8-5 with no outs, top of the fifth inning. And Bassette will deal here to Ocana. So one strike already on Ocana as he tried to bunt on the first pitch of the at-bat. And here's Bassette looking over at the runner at first. Drives him back there, steps off the rubber. Evan Bass sliding back in. So no balls and one strike here in the MAC Championship contest. Here to Luis Ocana. Here's the pitch, and this one is low in the dirt. So a 1-1 count here to Ocana. Top half of the fifth inning in the seventh inning game, and Hancock leading Sydney by a score of 8-5. Brandon Bassette, the senior, started the game at shortstop and now in at pitcher for the Sydney Warriors. And here is Bassette dealing inside, brushing Ocana back off the plate. Two balls and one strike. And Bassette taking his time, as we saw earlier today, that Zach Green, Josh Firebend, they're much more quick. They get the ball back, they immediately want to get right back into the windup. Bassette much more at ease out there. I don't want to say at ease, I just want to say he doesn't like to work as fast. Some pitchers like to take their time, get more into a rhythm out there. Three balls and one strike now to Ocana, with no outs and already a runner on first here for Hancock, and Sydney cannot afford to put more runners on here in the top half of the fifth. And there is a strike right down the middle of the plate there as Ocana let that go for a pitch to take. Three balls and two strikes as Bassette will deal here with the full count to Ocana with the score 8-5, and this would be a big out if Sydney can get it. And the pitch from Bassette is high for ball four, and now Hancock with no outs has runners on first and second. And stepping in top of the order will be Joe Gross. Gross with a great pitching performance against Deposit in that semifinal win back at 10 o'clock this morning as they won that game 4-2. And now Sydney head coach Kyle Vibbard will make another trip out to the mound here to talk with his pitcher, Brandon Bassette. We'll take a quick break. We'll see if maybe Sydney will change pitchers again. They trail 8-5, and Hancock has two runners on with no outs in the top of the fifth. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on... Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. Another pitching change here for the Sydney Warriors. They will bring in Chris Fisher from third base to pitch now. And this will be the third pitcher on the afternoon here for Sydney. Parker Boyce started this championship game. Brandon Bissett replaced him. And now Fisher taking some warm-up pitches here with McKee, the catcher. So this is a tough task for Fisher to come into. Runners on first and second. He will inherit those. And Hancock leading 8-5. Sydney trying to keep the Wildcats at bay so that they can continue to try to get the bats going. It was 6-0. Sydney came back to make it 6-5. Hancock added two runs in the top of the third to make it 8-5. And now with no outs and runners on first and second, Chris Fisher will go to work. So Bissett is going to go back to shortstop here, and Anthony Ruhling will slide over from short to third. So Ruhling started the contest in right field, moved to short, and now he is at third base. So let's see what Chris Fisher can bring to the table here as Joe Gross will step in. No outs, top of the fifth inning, runners on first and second for Hancock. First pitch from Fisher is low to the outside for ball one. And Fisher back the mound here, looking to settle in. And here is Joe Gross stepping in with one ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch from Fisher, low in the dirt. So two balls and no strikes. Tough position for Fisher to come into here. And he'll have to try to find his rhythm here pretty soon. So Fisher checks the runner at second. Now back to home, checks the runner again. Throws down and a hit here by Gross. Double play ball, if possible. Bissett gets one, and now for two, and they got him. Double play for Sydney, and that'll certainly help Chris Fisher and the Warriors. So the runner out at second, the runner out at first on a great double play ball there from Brandon Bissett, but still a runner on third base here for Hancock. And so Ryan Tooley comes up with a runner on third here for the Wildcats as they'll try to increase their lead. Tooley steps in, the junior second baseman, as he still has Luis Ocana leading off of third base with two outs. And here is the pitch from Fisher. And that's strike one for Fisher. Just got the outside edge of that strike zone. Boy, this would be a big moment here for Sydney if they could keep it 8-5 and get out of the inning and try to get the bats going again, especially with a runner on third. That was a huge double play ball there that Bissett was able to make the double play on. And now a wild pitch. Hancock's going to score from third base as Ocana comes home. And now it's 9-5. And that ball was in the dirt, and it just got past McKee. Fisher did the right thing, came in to cover home. But it's a long way from the backstop to home plate here, and McKee had to chase that ball down, and they just didn't have the time to get it back to home plate. And so Tooley will step in now with two outs and an 0-2 count. And here's the pitch from Fisher. And a hit from Tooley right to second base, and that took a wicked hop, and Hoskins isn't able to hold on to it to make the play, and so Tooley is on with a single. Boy, that was a scary hop. Hit the dirt. Hoskins had a good read on it, bounced up, and caught him in the chest, and he was able to throw over to first, but not in time. So now head coach Kyle Vibbert is going to come out and have a word here with Hoskins. I think he wants to make sure that that ball didn't jump up. Those are the type of ground balls that could come up and hit a guy, you know, somewhere in the teeth and the mouth, and you just want to make sure that you're okay. And Coach Vib is going to go out and have a quick word with Hoskins. And we know Alex Hoskins, a sophomore, known around the Sydney area really as a freak athlete, as some of the older guys like to call him, because such a good football player, excellent basketball player, and a great baseball player as well. Hitting in the cleanup spot as just a sophomore here playing three varsity sports. And appears he is okay. Head coach Kyle Vibber just checking him out and we'll jog back off the field now. So it's Hancock 9 and Sidney 5. Top half of the fifth inning here in the 2015 MAC Baseball Championship Contest. And again, thanks for joining us on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. A little bit of a different flavor this weekend here on CDO as we're covering some local softball and baseball. As Seth Simmons will come to the plate now for Hancock. It's been a great weekend for Sidney, winning the softball championship last night on their home field, and then a big win for the Warriors over Unitego earlier today, 1-0, to advance here to the baseball finals. But they trail by 4 runs, 9-5 in the top half of the fifth. 2 outs, though, as Chris Fisher deals strike one there to Simmons, who steps in. So Fisher, who was playing third just a couple of batters ago, has come in and done a nice job. Got a double play ball and now trying to get out of the inning. Now the throw down to second from McKee, not in time, as Hancock is able to steal second there with Ryan Tooley, who got in just about a split second there before the throw from McKee behind home plate. But the 0-2 count with 2 outs here to Simmons. Fisher looking in, gets the sign from McKee, checks the runner at second as he gets ready for the windup. And here's the delivery. This to the outside, and that's good for a ball. So 1 ball and 2 strikes with 2 outs, and the Wildcats leading the Warriors by a score of 9-5. And Fisher peers in once again, trying to get out of the top half of this fifth inning here for the Warriors. And here's the pitch, fouled off there by Simmons as Tooley was trying to take off there from second to third. 2 outs and 2 strikes. He's going to go on contact. See if he can get a jump on the ball. So 1 ball and 2 strikes still. 2 outs as Fisher peers in. As it's the junior, or the sophomore, Seth Simmons, the DH today for Hancock. Simmons goes a little bit too early, and that's a called strike three. So that's it for the top half of the fifth inning. Hancock adds another run. And it's 9-5 now. Sidney will look to get the bats going the bottom half of the fifth. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sidney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Enjoy low rates right now at Chambers and O'Hara during the SFCU Member Appreciation Loan Sale. Rates as low as 2.45% for 24 months. So hurry in to Chambers and O'Hara today.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sidney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sidney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sidney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sidney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sidney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sidney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back to Damaski Field. Sweet Caroline just playing on the PA system here at Damaski Field. Hard to find a better baseball song than that, I would say. If you ever been to a Red Sox game in Boston and they play that, that place is absolutely electric when they play that song. So great night for baseball, a real midsummer-type atmosphere here for the MAC Championship, and Hancock leads 9-5 as we hit the bottom half of the fifth inning in the seven-inning championship contest. Here's Alex Hoskins, steps in. 0-1 count against Hoskins here, as still dealing right now is Ryan Slatcher for Hancock. And here's the pitch to Hoskins to the outside, called for a strike. Hoskins shaking his head, don't think he liked the call there, as that was certainly on the outside, but a nice job by Slatcher to know where the strike zone is here today for this umpire. No balls, two strikes, no outs to start the bottom half of the fifth inning here. And this one is outside. Good eye by Hoskins, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Breeze coming in here during this championship game, but it's a nice, cool breeze again on this perfect day, and a nice crowd in here as well for this MAC Baseball Championship Contest. And here's the pitch. Hoskins fouling this one off to stay alive. And a nice job, well done by Hoskins to keep this bat alive. One ball and two strikes, the score 9-5. As the wind really starting to pick up here, Hoskins at the plate. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Hoskins hits this one through the gap between first and second, and it's going to be a single here for Alex Hoskins to get on for Sydney, and that's a huge play to start this bottom half of the fifth inning. And now Chris Fisher comes up the bat. Fisher coming from third base and now is pitching for Sydney and trying to help his own cause and get Sydney back into this contest. 9-5 the score. Fisher looking to add to the Sydney base runners here. He pops one up into right field, and there's the catch by Hancock, and Hoskins is going to have to find his way back there to first base. Nice job by Luis Ocana out there for Hancock, finding that ball in the setting sun here in Sydney. Excuse me, in Oneonta, as Sydney's Chris Fisher hitting that one into the right field area, and Ocana coming in to make the play. Here's Dawson Crawford, the DH, back up for Sydney. Crawford with a really nice triple the last time up as he hit one off the right field warning track and it bounced off the wall. And with a runner on first here, Sydney looking to grab some runs. Here's the pitch, and Crawford got out in front of that one, and that one is strike one. So one out and an 0-1 count here to Dawson Crawford, with Alex Hoskins taking a small lead off of first base. Slatcher checks in, then throws into Crawford for ball one. So a 1-1 count here with one out, and Dawson Crawford, the DH, stepping in. Crawford trying to put the ball in play and get a little rally going here for Sydney. They have 11 hits on the night, but they trail 9-5. Hancock with 8 hits, but they've come up with 9 runs thanks to 4 Sydney errors here. And so the Wildcats lead the Warriors by a score of 9-5. 1-1 count here to Dawson Crawford with one out. And here's the pitch from Slatcher. Crawford gets another good piece of this one, rips it foul, though, down the right field line and out of play. So one ball and two strikes now to Crawford with one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And time really starting to become a factor here for Sydney as we get into the later innings. And here is Dawson Crawford. One ball, two strikes, one out. Slatcher looking in. Throws to the outside. Gets Crawford to chase that one, and he knew it. And that's a strike three. So two outs now. As stepping in will be Tom Hoskins, it looks like, who will come in to pinch hit here for Sydney. So two outs. Alex Hoskins on first, and Tom Hoskins will pinch hit here for the Warriors. Hoskins came in to pinch hit against Unitigo and struck out against Josh Firebend. Was able to talk to Hoskins after that first game. He said it was just tough coming off the bench, being cold. He had also never faced Josh Firebend. Really, Firebend's speed is what kept him off balance. And they'll need something big here from Hoskins. He takes strike one. He's got his brother on first base, and Sydney trailing 9-5 here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So Tom Hoskins, no balls, one strike, two outs. Steps in looking for the second pitch here. And there it is, swing and a miss here from Hoskins. Some good movement on that pitch from Slatcher, and it's an 0-2 count. Hoskins trying to keep it alive with two outs here for Sydney. Steps in, had a huge pinch hit against Unitigo a couple of weeks ago, which really started a rally there for the Warriors. Let's see if he can continue the magic here. So Hoskins with an 0-2 count and two outs, looks in, gets a piece of this one. It's a pop fly down the right field line, and this one falls foul. And so Hoskins finding a way to keep himself alive. Tom Hoskins at the plate. Alex Hoskins down at first base. No balls, two strikes, and two outs here for the Sydney Warriors in the bottom half of the fifth inning in the MAC Baseball Championship, live from Damaski Field here today on WCDO. And here's the 0-2 pitch from Slatcher, looking in at Hoskins. Hoskins makes good contact on this one. The play is to second base, and they'll make it for an out there. Nice job by the Hancock second baseman there, Ryan Tooley, to scoop it up and make the easy play. So we'll get set here for the bottom half. Top half of the sixth inning, and it's 9-5. Hancock on top of Sydney. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Damaski Field here in Oneonta, New York, in Neowa Park. Beautiful night for baseball as Hancock looking to capture another MAC championship here today. They are the defending champions. They lead Sydney by a score of 9-5. Nate Lowe with you here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, as we hit the top of the sixth inning in the seven-inning contest here today between Hancock and Sydney for the MAC championship. Again, so many special sponsors to thank here today, including VEP, Video Entertainment Plus of Sydney, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at the Light in downtown Sydney, and the newly remodeled Unadilla House restaurant in downtown Unadilla. So 9-5, Wildcats leading the Warriors, top of the sixth inning, and stepping in is Preston Walker, the cleanup hitter here for Hancock. And again, Chris Fisher now pitching for Sydney. Walker around too early on that one and fouls it off. So Parker Boyce started the contest for the Warriors, then they brought in Brandon Bissett, and now Chris Fisher, who started the game at third, is on the bump here for the Warriors. And here's the 0-1 delivery from Fisher. This one right down the middle, and it's fouled off again by Walker, and a nice job by Fisher to get ahead in the count here on Walker, the cleanup hitter, who we've seen today has some power. Certainly a bigger guy, about 6 foot tall, 6'1", and certainly has some power behind his bat. Had a couple of RBIs back in the second and third innings for the Wildcats. Here's the 0-2 pitch with no outs, top of the sixth. Walker gets around on this one, fouls it off straight back, and up over the fence and out of play here by the press box. We are right behind home plate here at Damaski Field as the sun continues to set in downtown Oneonta. And here's the 0-2 pitch from Fisher to Walker of Hancock. Gets around on this one, connects this one out into center field, and this one will drop for a base hit into the cavernous outfield here at Damaski Field. And Walker's able to fight off an 0-2 hole and get a single out of it. And this will bring up Lane Bass, the sophomore catcher here for the Hancock Wildcats. Just when you think you have the Wildcats in a little bit of a hole, they just seem to be able to put the ball in play. A couple guys get a single, and all of a sudden the bases have been loaded a couple of times here this afternoon, and that's what the Wildcats do. Throw over the first from Fisher, and Walker is back in time to avoid the tag. So it's 9-5. Sydney trying to keep the damage to a minimum here and hopefully get the bats going if you're a Sydney Warriors fan. If you're Hancock, you certainly like to see them continue to put the hits up on the board. So here is Fisher with his first pitch there to Bass, and that's in for strike one. So no outs, top of the sixth inning, and it's 9-5. And an 0-1 count here to Lane Bass, the sophomore wearing number 20. And here's the pitch from Fisher, and Bass gets a piece of this one and ropes it out into left field, but a good catch out in left field here by Sydney, and a good play by Kyle McMillan to bring that in. So that's the first out. And now the pitcher will step up, Ryan Slatcher. Slatcher with a man on first. Still standing over there is Preston Walker after the fly out there. And there's just one out. So it's 9-5. And here is Fisher. Slatcher shows that he might try to bunt. And Walker steals second base. McKee with a throw down, and it doesn't get there quite in time. And so now Hancock with a runner on second. Score is 9-5. One out. And one ball and no strikes here to Slatcher. And a nice play by Walker to steal second base. Fisher checking him, and now Slatcher will walk out of the box here, wants to take a quick break. Looks over to head coach Brandon Olbries, takes a signal, and now steps back in. Walker checks the runner at second. And here's a hit out to right field by Slatcher. And Wyatt McKee is there to make the catch for Sydney. And that will keep Walker at second base. So two outs now. 9-5 the score. Hancock on top of Sydney. As Chris Fisher has done a nice job. As Warby steps to the plate here for Hancock. Fisher has come in, the third pitcher of the afternoon here for Sydney, and he's been able to get a couple of fly balls that have been easy for the Sydney defense to track down. So Walker's at second, and Warby now at home, batting here for the Hancock Wildcats. Fisher looks in, first pitch is in there for strike one to Warby. So Warby looks down the line, gets a signal, and steps back in for the 0-1. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Sydney trying to hold off Hancock. And here's a hit here from Warby down the left field line, and that's going to be a foul ball. Boy, just landed on the chalk. And the home plate umpire calling that foul, as Warby was pretty much already down to first base by the time it hit the ground. And that certainly saved the run there for Sydney, as Preston Walker was starting to round third base, and he would have been home for a run. But instead, that's a foul ball and an 0-2 count with two outs here in the top half of the sixth inning. So Fisher looks in to Warby in the 0-2 count. Here it is. Warby drives this one into left field. It's a pop fly. Bissette comes over and pinches that one for the third out. So Fisher has done a nice job to keep Hancock at bay. The score is 9-5, bottom half of the sixth inning coming up. Can Sydney get the bats going? We'll see when we come back. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
You're too calm and relaxed. You must have forgotten that Sunday, May 10th is Mother's Day.
I haven't forgotten. I stopped in at Sydney Flowers and Gifts, Main Street, Sydney, and everything is under control. They've got beautiful flower arrangements, Silver Forest earrings, Camille Beckman lotions and skincare, Willow Tree, scarves, Foundations Angels, Bridgewater candles, hanging baskets. Or I can order flowers online at sydneyflowers.net.
Wow, this is the first time I've ever seen you actually prepared. So when's your mom coming to visit?
Oh my gosh, I forgot to pick her up. Gotta go.
I knew he would forget something.
You'll find gifts galore for Mother's Day at Sydney Flowers and Gifts, Main Street in downtown Sydney. Call 604-4248. That's 604-4248. Order online at sydneyflowers.net.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Bottom of the sixth inning, and Nate Vibbard steps in to lead it off here for Sydney as they trail 9-5 in the 2015 MAC Championship Contest. Time is running short here for Sydney unless they can get the bats going. And that's ball one to Vibbard. Vibbard was really part of a big stretch of key hits for Sydney back in the bottom half of the second inning, where they scored five runs. And they could certainly use another one here from him now. And he hits this one and fouls it off. I believe it's going to fall foul. Yes, it will, down the right base line. So Vibbard came up with a big double, just a sophomore, in the second inning. helped Sidney put five up on the board, and he's got a 1-1 count here, bottom of the sixth inning, with no outs. Vibbard, the first guy up, wearing number one. So Vibbard steps in. Ryan Slatcher is still dealing here for Hancock on the mound. Vibbard gets around on this one. Line drive right back to Slatcher, and somehow he's able to grab that one. And that's about the fourth line drive we've seen go right back at the pitcher today. This is the first one to go right back to Slatcher, and he's able to glove it down pretty much in self-defense there. That was a rocket off the bat of Vibbard, and Slatcher makes it for out number one. Anthony Ruling, who's also having a nice day at the plate, steps in here for Sidney with one out. And Sidney trailing 9-5, top half of the sixth inning in a seven-inning contest here today for the MAC Championship, live from Damaski Field in Neowa Park in downtown Oneonta. Pitch inside to Ruling is low for ball one. Ruling, one of the seniors on this team who would love to win a MAC Championship. Ruling, of course, was on the basketball team that won a MAC Championship earlier this year for the Warriors. They trail 9-5 here, and Ruling gets a piece of this one, drives it into the gap in right field, and this one will be caught just in time. Looked like maybe it was going to fall, but Luis Ocana comes over and snags it out of midair there for the Wildcats. So two quick outs here in the bottom half of the sixth inning, and Zach Green will come up, and he has been the one bright spot here for Sidney all day long. And he'll look to get on base here for the Warriors as they trail 9-5. Good piece of hitting there by Ruling, but just a nice play by Ocana of Hancock to get over into the gap and snag that out of midair. Really athletic play. So here's Green, the lefty at the plate. Gets a hold of this one, and he'll rip one into the outfield. This one's on the ground, and another single here for Zach Green. That one right in between the shortstop and the second baseman and into the outfield, and the center fielder came in to make the play. So Kyle McMillan now steps in. Sidney with 12 hits on the afternoon with only 5 runs to show for it. Zach Green now standing on first base with Kyle McMillan, the senior, wearing number 21 in the batter's box here for the Warriors. Slatcher taking his time before dealing the first pitch to McMillan, who gets a piece of it, pops it up into left field, and this will be an easy fly ball out, and the Wildcats will go into the seventh inning now, leading 9-5. They can smell a MAC championship as they will get one more chance at the plate here before they'll try to hold off Sidney. 9-5 the score. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Baseball, the MAC championship this afternoon on CDO.
Empire Toyota.
It's the Toyota Time Tacoma and Tundra sales events.
With zero down 3-year Toyota lease specials.
Empire. Check out the new 2015 Toyota Tacoma Access Cab. Only $21,880.
0% Toyota financing up to 48 months.
Empire. And the new 2015 Toyota Tacoma Double Cab. Only $24,545.
0.9% Toyota financing for up to 60 months.
Empire Toyota. Or the new 2015 Toyota Tundra Double Cab. Only $30,756.
1.9% Toyota financing up to 72 months.
Empire Toyota in Oneonta. Route 23 Southside since 1989 and online at EmpireToyota.com.
Prices exclude tax, tags, $100 dealer fee, leasing and financing for qualified buyers until 5/31/15.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. And Nate Lowell with you here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Big thank you to all our listeners out there on the internet today, including one Billy Kozak listening down south. College baseball player now for the from the Warriors here, played in this game just last year. And I know he's listening out there online on WCDOsports.com. So hello to Billy Kozak, one of the former stars here for the Sidney Warriors, listening in to some of his old teammates playing here today. 9-5 the score. And Sidney with Chris Fisher on the mound. They need some good defense here, and then they need the bats to really get going in the bottom of the seventh inning. They have that last opportunity to try to get some hits and some runs, but it'll start here with defense. And again, a special thank you to all our sponsors today, which have made this broadcast possible as we begin to wrap the day up here as we hit the last inning of the evening. And so Lane Bass will step in to bat now for Hancock to start off the top half of the seventh inning. So Bass steps in, and Chris Fisher on the mound to deal here for the Warriors in the seventh inning. Ball is low but called good for strike one. So Evan Bass now at the plate, the sophomore third baseman. Bass steps in for an 0-1 count. Fresh start here to the seventh inning. And the pitch from Fisher just to the outside. Gets through the legs there of McKee, but no harm done. Nobody on at the moment. So one ball and one strike here to Bass. Just cool, calm, and calculated hitters here for Hancock today. They've done such a nice job. And it's a 1-1 count here. Fisher deals to the outside, and it's a strike. So one ball and two strikes, and it's 9-5 still. The Wildcats trying to repeat as MAC champions, and they'll be off to the Class D sectionals where they will be one of the top two seeds, I'm sure, along with Deposit. And the pitch in here from Fisher is low in the dirt, and that's two balls and two strikes. Boy, if you're, you know, Deposit, you're Afton, you're Hancock, you play in the MAC all season long, and you're playing against Class C teams, and you look at both Deposit and Hancock with good records, they're picking up extra sectional points, so they will be seated very high in the Class D sectionals coming up. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and now a full count here to Bass from Fisher of Sydney. I wouldn't doubt that Deposit and Hancock will be the 1 and 2 seeds, and Afton will be right up there as well, probably somewhere around 4 or 5, even with the record around 500, just with some wins over Class C schools, they get the extra sectional points. And here's the full count pitch and a strike three for Evan Bass. He went too early on that one, and that's one down here for the Warriors. So Luis Ocana, the right field sophomore, steps into the batter's box now for Hancock. Made a very nice play out in right field to rob Anthony Ruling just half an inning ago. Top of the seventh here, the 2015 MAC Baseball Championship. Hancock leading Sydney 9-5. And swing and a miss here by Ocana on the first pitch there from Fisher. So one out. Sydney looking to get out of the inning unscathed and then hopefully get the bats going if you're a Sydney fan to try to cut into this lead. They were down 6-0. They cut it to 6-5. But since then, Hancock has continued to chip away. It's currently 9-5. Ocana fouls off the second pitch, so now he's in an 0-2 hole. And Fisher really seeming to start to find a rhythm here. Fisher working well with sophomore catcher Tyler McKee. So Fisher looks in, gets the sign from McKee, shakes his head, likes the call. On the 0-2 pitch with one out, top of the seventh. Throws it into the dirt on the outside, first ball. So one ball and two strikes. And Ocana will step back in here on a 1-2 count. Trying to put the ball into play here for Hancock. One out, no runners on here for the Wildcats. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Fisher. He's in the windup and the delivery. Swing and a miss, and that's a strike three for Ocana. Again, went too early on it. And two quick outs here for Sydney as they're back to the top of the order for Hancock with the shortstop Joe Gross. So Gross will step in. Sydney one out away from their last ups and their last chance here in this 2015 MAC Championship. And here is the pitch from Fisher. Strike one here to Joe Gross. So Fisher has found a couple of pitches that have worked. Looks like a little bit of a slider and a sinker as well as his fastball. He's mixing pitches very well. And here's Fisher dealing to Gross with an 0-1 count and two outs. That pitch is also a called strike. Hancock fans not liking that. They thought it dipped too low at the end. And now Gross finds himself in an 0-2 hole with two outs. And here is Fisher trying to make it a 1-2-3 inning for the Warriors with a strikeout. Fisher gets the sign, the windup, the delivery, and fouled off there by Gross to stay alive here for the Wildcats, who lead 9-5. And we're in the final inning here, top of the seventh. Sydney has had a valiant effort to try to come back in this game, but Hancock has continued to hit the ball very well. 9 hits on the afternoon here for the visitors. Here's the delivery, and right back to Fisher on the mound. He gets it from Gross, throws over to first in a 1-2-3 inning, and then we're down to the last half of the seventh inning. Can Sydney get the bats going, get a little rally going, and try to save their season? They trail 9-5. We'll be right back with the final half of the inning here on WCDO.
Now is the time to buy a new vehicle. Why? Because of unbelievably low finance rates combined with outstanding prices at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Local financial institutions are eager to loan you money at exceptional low finance rates, including SFCU, National Bank of Delaware County, NBT Bank, and Community Bank.
And did you know that Butler Auto Sales is a credit acceptance dealer? That means guaranteed credit approval.
If you think you won't get financing for that new-to-you vehicle, think again. Butler Auto Sales has guaranteed credit approval through credit acceptance. Go to butlerautosales.com and apply for credit online 24/7.
Just click the Apply for Credit tab.
You can fill out your credit application at 2 a.m. if you like. Down payment may be required. Some exclusions apply.
So make good use of your tax return and get a safe, reliable vehicle for your family from Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
Shop and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Stop by Butler Auto Sales during the SFCU Member Appreciation Sale.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Last chance here for the Sydney Warriors, and Brandon Bissett will start things off. Bottom of the seventh inning, and the Warriors trail 9-5. We know it's possible. They scored five runs back in the bottom of the second to cut that lead from 6-0 to 6-5. Essentially, they would need another five runs here to win the contest, four to send it into extras. And still on the mound here is Ryan Slatcher. I'm going to call him the knuckleballer here the rest of the day. He throws some off-speed junk, that's for sure. And a ball one here to Brandon Bissett, who started at short, came into pitch for a couple of innings, and now is back at short. So ball one here to Bissett as Sydney trails 9-5. One ball and no strikes, no outs. Bissett lets that one go, and it's a strike, so it's a 1-1 count here as the sun continues to set in downtown Oneonta, Damaski Field. It's just been a great and wonderful day here for baseball. Perfect weather. Absolutely perfect. And here's the 1-1 pitch to Bissett. Bissett gets around on this one, drives it into the outfield, through the hole between third and short, and Sydney has their first base runner with Alex Hoskins coming up next. Bissett with a nice drive off of Slatcher. So Hoskins comes up here, and we'll have to keep an eye on head coach for Hancock, Brandon Olbrees, because if Slatcher gives up a couple more base runners here, will he make a change? We'll have to see. Slatcher's done a nice job so far today. They obviously have confidence in him. Hancock leads 9-5. Hoskins lets the first pitch go by, and it's ball one. Low into the outside. Bissett with a good lead off of first base here, but he's got to be careful. Slatcher keeping an eye on him. Slatcher throws over to first, and Bissett gets back in time. So Slatcher seems very aware of Bissett over there on first. Bissett now taking a huge lead. One ball, no strikes, no outs. Bottom of the seventh inning. Last chance here for Sydney as they trail by four runs, 9-5. Slatcher looks in, checks the runner at first. Hoskins lets it go, and that's strike one. You could tell Hoskins thought about pulling the trigger on that one, then thought a little bit better of it, thought maybe it was a little high, but called for a strike, so it's a 1-1 count. No outs here, bottom of the seventh, it's 9-5. Hancock on top of Sydney, the MAC Baseball Championship. Hoskins again lets one go, and that one is high into the outside. Two balls and one strike to Alex Hoskins, who's batting cleanup and playing second base today for the Sydney Warriors. Brandon Bissett, the shortstop, with a leadoff single, is on first. And Slatcher looks in. Hoskins, a dangerous hitter here for Sydney. Throws inside, and Hoskins drives one. Double play ball possible, and will they get him? Yes, they do. A double play here for Hancock. They get Bissett at second, and they just get the throw in time there to get Hoskins at first. And boy, head coach here for Sydney, Kyle Vibbert, is not pleased with the call. I think they thought Hoskins was safe over there at first, as it really was a close play, and it's so hard to see. The field is very dry here today. And anytime there's any play on the in-ground dirt, there's a huge dust cloud. Looks like there's some sort of a tornado every time someone slides. So it was tough to see. So two outs now, and Hancock is one out away from a championship. And Vibbert is going to go over and talk to the umpire at first base as well. And let's see. I think they may have tossed Vibbert out of this game. I'm not 100% sure. Vibbert is going to go back over to his third base spot. Really was kind of getting into it a little bit there. No, Vibbert is going to go right back to his spot, but I think they were just confirming that that was two outs. Vibbert really let the guy know over there. So now Chris Fisher is up the bat. As that was a costly double play ball, and you hate to see that on such a close play like that. And, hey, I got to give credit to head coach Vibbert to go over and let the guy know what he was thinking there. He wanted an explanation on it in such a tight game. So Fisher now will drive one to center field. And will this be an out? Yes, it will. Hancock is going to win the 2015 MAC Baseball Championship. They repeat with a 9-5 victory here over Sydney. And that was a nice hit by Fisher to center field, but right there to make the play for the Wildcats was Zach Worby. And Hancock does the impossible here today. They were the four seed, the lowest seed to come here to Demaski Field, and they win 9-5. They upset number one Deposit earlier today 4-2, and they defeat Sydney by a score of 9-5 in the MAC championship. So again, congratulations to your 2015 MAC baseball champions, the Hancock Wildcats. They went all the way to the state finals in Class D last year. They'll be a fun team to watch the rest of the way. As good sportsmanship, both teams shaking hands here as Hancock comes in and wins two games here today as the four seed. Great job by the Wildcats today. Now, the semifinal game, of course, had Sydney defeating Unitego 1-0. Unitego will play in the third-place game against Deposit on Monday after, Monday afternoon in Deposit on May 11th. So that will be a game for third place. Sydney will get second place in the MAC, and Hancock will have first place. So Hancock wins today 9-5. Again, a special thank you to all our sponsors for sponsoring softball and baseball this weekend. Cohen and Frazier, builders of Unadilla and Franklin, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe in downtown Sydney, right at the traffic light, SFCU, the Egley Family and Egley Machine Company of Sydney, the Amphenol Corporation, Video Entertainment Plus of Sydney, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, NBT Bank, Eaton and Griffith Law Office on Main Street in Sydney, the newly remodeled Unadilla House Restaurant in downtown Unadilla, Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center, and Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber of Sydney. Those are all our special sponsors for our softball and baseball coverage this weekend. A big thank you to the guys back in the WCDO studios all weekend, Rob Ray, Craig Stevens, and Jim Tomeo. Couldn't do it without them. And again, a big special thank you to Riley Howland and Nick Mina, who came here today as volunteers, did the scoreboard, did the PA announcing, did all the music, really added to the atmosphere here today at the MAC Championship. So a big thank you to those guys, two great students and quality tennis players as well for Sydney High. I'm Nate Lowell, and again, the final here today, Hancock wins the MAC Championship in baseball 9-5 over Sydney. We'll get back to the music now on FM 101, AM 1490, WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. 10